541 on Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Will Stevenson. So glad you're with us tonight on, as I mentioned earlier, what occurred to me is WGIL's 80th birthday today. It's the third birthday, if you will, for an educators conference that is being hosted in Galesburg by the Regional Offices of Education and Carl Sandburg College and District 205 as well. It's called WITCON, or Whatever It Takes Conference, and joining me to talk a little bit about that is Brian Bates from the Regional Offices of Education in the area. Also, Matt Jacobson from District 205, the one of the technology gurus there, although I think I just shortened your title, and also Cindy Arthur from Carl Sandburg College as well. Thanks to all of you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
How'd this start?
When we started looking at bringing Chromebooks into the district, we kind of looked around and said, "Gosh, you know, we're learning about a lot of things that we already know, and a lot of the people that we're learning from, or a lot of the things we're learning about." We could be reproducing right here without having to go up to the Chicago suburbs or down to St. Louis or something like that. And so we just thought, why not make our own?
Those are really, I don't want to say daunting trips. I mean, they're kind of lengthy and I'm sure beneficial, but this is a much more central location than a Chicago, a Springfield, or a St. Louis, right?
And there's a lot of great things happening in Western Illinois, and we as educators don't often get a chance to talk about that. So this gives regional educators a venue to tell us all the cool stuff they're doing.
Cindy, what made it important for Carl Sandburg College to be involved in this?
Originally, we had Cyber Camp, and it was, you know, same idea, area teachers, technology type thing. And then when Matt and at that time Nick Sutton and Lori Loving and Jody Scott proposed this idea of why don't we just pool our resources and see if we can't do it bigger and better, we were totally on board with it. And fortunately, all the leadership at all the area that was involved was okay with that. And so, you know, that's what started it all. And so I always like to say thank you to the leadership of all those places, because if they hadn't been willing to do that, you know, this event wouldn't be going on.
Brian, your perspective on the ROE being involved?
Sure. You know, one of our big tasks is to always provide professional development for educators in the two regions, both ROE 26 and 33. And so, you know, we saw what was going on, what the needs were for Galesburg 205. We looked at what Cyber Camp was doing at Carl Sandburg College, and it was just a natural fit for us to be involved as well, especially with the outreach we have to the 8 counties and 27 school districts that both ROEs serve. So it was a perfect blend for all three of us to get involved.
I should back up. ROE 33 is Henderson, Knox, Mercer, and Warren counties, correct? And ROE 26 is
Fulton, Hancock, Schuyler, and McDonough counties.
All right. Matt, I'll go back to you. Is this kind of a, I don't want to say this is a daunting task, but maybe it isn't a little bit, as you give technology to students and almost instantly they know some of it better than the teachers do.
Well, and that's one of the main reasons we come together to learn from each other. Mm-hmm. But also one of the things that we try to promote is moving away from being that we hear this all the time in education, that sage on the stage who knows everything about everything, to being the guide on the side. And sometimes that means stepping aside and letting the kids teach the teachers and teach others in the class. And I think this is a good reminder and good opportunity to remind teachers to do that.
To any of you, is it still, are you finding that there are still teachers that maybe don't want to embrace the technology aspect of this maybe more than others? And how do you get them to change their minds, if so? Brian?
You know, I would say that, yes, there are still some teachers who are hesitant to incorporate technology into their classroom, but I wouldn't say that they're against it. I think a lot of times it's just they need someone to show them the first step. And that it goes all the way back to when I was a classroom teacher. I needed that first step to get me going. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I was able to pick up the next app or the next website or the next resource. And so a lot of it just it's all about comfort and, you know, dipping your toe in the water initially. And the best part about this conference is we have some amazing educators who do some things that are incredibly advanced that somebody who's been using tech forever would use. But then there's also a lot of sessions for that beginner, that newbie, that first-time user that can help them dip that toe in the water for the first time.
Cindy, what led you to at first to dip your toe in the water? And I ask this because I recall from once upon a time, you being a teacher in the Abingdon School District, right? And that was really kind of some of the things you did with students in terms of using the green screen and video editing technology and things like that were really, I don't want to say groundbreaking, but were really sort of amazing that students were able to do.
It was just to me, you know, technology was just a way to grab some students and get them doing some things that they enjoyed. And to me, it was just a tool. And so they were excited about it. And fortunately, Abingdon was always behind anything that we wanted to try if it was for the, you know, the good of the students. And so a lot like what Brian and Matt said, I didn't know everything, but I was willing to step aside and let the students take some leadership on some things and be okay with that. And it was really amazing. So that's how I got started, was just trying to always want kids to succeed. And whatever that needs to be, that's what I wanted to do.
That's fantastic. Let's talk about the schedule for this conference. It's in its third year, and everything pretty much starts out tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
That's true. We will be starting off with some pre-conferences out at Carl Sandburg College. And so these will be 3-hour-long deep dives into specific topics. Then on Thursday and Friday, we'll start registration will start at 8 a.m. And our keynote both days will start at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. After the keynotes, we'll have breakout sessions until 4 o'clock on Thursday, until 3 o'clock on Friday, because Friday, nobody wants to be sitting in a classroom that long, right?
No.
Thursday evening, we'll be next door here at Iron Spike with a little social gathering, a little mixer to network with some of those like-minded teachers.
And there will be some pretty high-level folks, if you will, taking part in this conference this year from the corporate side of technology and even the Illinois Teacher of the Year. Is that right, Cindy?
Yes. We're real excited to have Eric Schininger with us. He's a nationally known speaker. So he'll start us off on Thursday. And like I said, we're just really excited that we were able to get him because he is busy almost every day, it seems like. And then one of my favorites, along with the Teacher of the Year, that's always one of my favorites just because, we were all teachers to begin with. And for someone to be able to do what they're doing in the classroom and at that level is amazing to me. And then also we have Katrina Keene with us, and she's originally from the Canton area. So it's kind of for her to kind of come back home, and she's going to be able to talk to us about some amazing things as well.
I'm a bit short on time, but Cindy, I wanted to ask you, too, what does, other than some real estate to hold this conference, what does Sandburg kind of bring to the table in terms of this conference from your perspective?
Well, one of our outreaches at Carl Sandburg, and when I was hired, I was, you know, that was one of my areas, was to make sure that we continue to reach out to our area K-12 schools, try to provide whatever we can, especially in the technology area, and just be a part, much like the Regional Office of Education, to work with our school districts and, help them as much as we can.
I'm almost out of time, but if each one of you could give me your idea of what you think one thing that teachers should take away from this conference. Ryan, is it that ability to maybe feel comfortable at least putting a toe in the water, as you said?
Yeah, I think one of the best things about it is you get to learn from the people that are actually doing it, see what they're doing in their classroom. We like to say that it's teachers teaching teachers, and that's some of the most powerful learning that, we as educators can do.
Matt, your thoughts on that?
Just sort of to piggyback on that, we have a local group of educators from our local chapter of Illinois Computing Educators who will be out there to support teachers. So if you learn about something in a session that you want to try right then before you forget about it, there'll be people right there to help lead you by the hand if needed toward mastery.
Cindy, your thoughts?
I think the collaboration piece is the part that I like the most. And as a teacher, I always felt at times like I was by myself.
Yeah.
And this is just a way to kind of open up that community area and, you know, see some of those neighboring teachers and districts. And you can start with social media, you know, stay in contact with them, and it can help you a lot during the school year.
How many teachers, by the way, do we think are attending the conference this year?
We'll have over 200 people there at some point.
That's fantastic. That's really great to hear. All right. Brian Bates from the Regional Offices of Education for the area, Matt Jacobson from District 205, and Cindy Arthur from Carl Sandburg College. Thanks so much for coming in and talking about WITCON, the Whatever It Takes conference starting tomorrow. We appreciate it, and best of luck getting everything going tomorrow.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.